Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Catalysts, The Accelerating Forces Forging the New World Financial Order by Amanda Wick is a nonfiction analysis of the forces changing global finance, with particular attention to fintech, cryptocurrency, regulation, political dynamics, and financial crime risk. Wick writes from the perspective of a former U.S. federal prosecutor specializing in financial crime and a professional active in digital asset and fintech circles. The book is positioned for readers who want to understand why finance is not merely becoming more digital, but is being reorganized by overlapping pressures that affect institutions, markets, customers, and governments at the same time. Rather than treating technology, law, and geopolitics as separate subjects, the book frames them as interacting catalysts that accelerate one another. Its purpose is to help professionals and informed readers recognize the new rules of financial trust, compliance, and competition in an environment where innovation can expand access while also increasing fraud, instability, and institutional uncertainty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, finance is being reshaped by multiple catalysts acting at once. A central theme of The Catalysts is that the emerging financial order cannot be explained by a single disruptive force. Wick presents change as the result of political, regulatory, and technological pressures operating together. This matters because finance has often been analyzed through narrow categories, such as market innovation, government policy, or monetary competition. In the current environment, those categories overlap. A new payment platform may raise questions about consumer protection, sanctions compliance, privacy, national security, and institutional legitimacy at the same time. The book therefore encourages readers to think in systems rather than in isolated trends. Technology accelerates new business models, but regulation determines whether they scale responsibly. Political choices influence which forms of financial activity are encouraged, restricted, or surveilled. Public trust affects whether users adopt new tools or retreat to familiar institutions. The value of this framing is practical leaders who watch only one catalyst may misunderstand the speed and direction of change. Wick emphasizes that the new financial order is forged through interaction, where each force changes the impact of the others. Secondly, fintech and crypto expose both the promise and fragility of digital finance. The book treats fintech and cryptocurrency as central examples of how finance is becoming faster, more accessible, and more difficult to govern. Digital platforms can reduce friction, expand participation, and make financial services more transparent to users who previously faced high barriers. At the same time, the same features that make these systems attractive can create new vulnerabilities. Speed can compress the time available to detect fraud. Cross-border activity can complicate jurisdiction. Pseudonymous or rapidly evolving digital asset ecosystems can challenge traditional compliance models. Wick does not appear to present digital finance as simply liberating or simply dangerous. Instead, the emphasis is on dual-use reality. Innovation can create efficiency and inclusion, while also enabling scams, manipulation, and regulatory arbitrage. This balanced approach is important because many discussions of crypto and fintech fall into advocacy or rejection. The Catalysts is more concerned with how institutions should understand the altered risk environment. The practical implication is that digital finance requires governance designed for the medium itself, not merely legacy procedures adapted after problems emerge. Thirdly, regulation and enforcement are active forces in market design, which brings a legal and enforcement-oriented perspective to the transformation of finance. One of the important implications of the book is that regulation is not only a reaction to innovation, it helps shape what forms of innovation become viable. In fast-moving sectors such as digital assets, payment technology, and online financial services, uncertainty about legal treatment can affect investment, product design, customer adoption, and institutional participation. Enforcement priorities also send signals about acceptable conduct and emerging risks. This perspective is especially useful for readers who think of compliance as a back-office obligation. The Catalysts frames compliance, risk controls, and regulatory awareness as strategic concerns because they influence trust and market access. A product that grows quickly without adequate safeguards can attract scrutiny, lose customers, or create systemic reputational harm. Conversely, firms that anticipate legal and consumer protection expectations may gain credibility. The book, therefore, connects regulation to competitive positioning. Its distinctive contribution is to make legal structure part of the story of financial evolution, rather than a separate technical constraint considered only after innovation has occurred. Fourthly, trust and safety become competitive infrastructure in digital markets. The Catalysts give significant attention to trust, especially in environments where consumers face increasingly sophisticated fraud and scams. Digital finance has expanded access, but it has also enlarged the attack surface for social engineering, impersonation, automated deception, and other forms of financial abuse. Wick links this problem to broader declines in institutional confidence, making trust not only a customer service issue but a structural requirement for market participation. A platform can offer speed and convenience, yet still fail if users believe their money, data, or identities are unsafe. The book suggests that trust and safety need to be built into operations, governance, and customer protection rather than treated as after-the-fact damage control. This is particularly relevant for crypto and fintech brands, where users may not have the same assumptions of protection that exist in traditional banking. The reasoning is straightforward: when financial activity becomes more digital, user confidence depends on visible safeguards, credible response systems, and responsible risk communication. Trust, therefore, becomes a form of infrastructure that supports adoption, retention, and legitimacy. Lastly, geopolitics and tribalism complicate the idea of a single financial future. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to political and social fragmentation. The phrase "New World Financial Order" does not imply a smooth transition toward one shared model. Instead, Wick highlights forces that can divide markets, institutions, regulators, and communities into competing camps. Geopolitical competition affects payment systems, sanctions, digital currencies, cross-border capital flows, and the treatment of technology companies. At the same time, tribalism can shape how people interpret financial innovation, especially in crypto communities, regulatory debates, and ideological disputes about state power, privacy, and markets. This matters because financial systems depend on shared rules, but those rules are increasingly contested. A tool that one group views as empowerment may be viewed by another as a threat to stability or law enforcement. The book invites readers to see financial transformation as political as well as technical. The implication is that future finance will be shaped not only by better software or stronger compliance programs, but by conflicts over authority, identity, trust, and the distribution of power across public and private actors. In conclusion, The Catalyst is best suited for financial executives, fintech, and crypto professionals. Compliance leaders, regulators, legal practitioners, investors, and policy-minded readers who want a concise framework for understanding why finance is changing so quickly. Its practical benefit lies in connecting operational concerns such as fraud prevention and customer trust with larger forces such as regulatory enforcement, political pressure, and technological acceleration. Readers looking for a technical manual on blockchain architecture or a narrow investment thesis may find its scope broader than their needs. Its value is instead intellectual and strategic. It helps readers identify how different pressures reinforce one another and why financial institutions can no longer treat innovation, regulation, and trust as separate domains. Compared with many books in the fintech and crypto category, Wick stands out because of her financial crime and enforcement background. That perspective gives the book a grounded concern for risk, accountability, and institutional credibility, rather than a purely promotional view of disruption. It also differs from general future of finance books by emphasizing the social and political conditions that determine whether new financial systems are accepted. The result is a useful guide for readers trying to navigate digital finance without ignoring law, geopolitics, fraud, or public confidence. If you would like to support Amanda Wick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.